Welcome, Initiate. You have now entered the Stampede Network. Before we begin, take a few seconds to tap into your awareness. Scan your body, shut off your mind, and get ready to level up. Let's rock.
All right, what's up, guys? Mason Kaur here, founder, CEO of the Stampede Network, guy who likes to work out, talks a lot about mindset and all that stuff, and I own the number one best podcast in the world. The number one, by far. Like, it's going to make Joe Rogan look small. So, I'm just putting that out there right now. Anyway, this is a practical one today. I'm going to give you some advice and knowledge that has gotten me far in life and can help you do the same. So, this one is about how to cultivate the proper habits. After my teammate Allie requested this one, so I know a lot of you out there need this. So, how to create the proper habits. So, as we all know, your habits are everything. I mean, you literally are your habits. You're a culmination of every choice you've ever made, every action you've ever taken, every thought you've ever had, and all the habits that you are. That means if you wake up in the morning and you have the habits of a poor person, you're going to be poor. If you have the habits of a rich person, you'll be rich if you're not already. And it just has to be that way because the world is a reflection of you. So, think about this. If you want to become wealthy, if you want to become very fit, how would you do that? Well, you have to become that person. And the external results will show you that. So if you take the actions of a very fit person, that means you get up and you start working out and eating right, clean diet, lots of water, good sleep. Eventually, you have no option but to become a fit person. It's the same with money. If you cultivate discipline, if you work on growing your business every single day, if you provide value to the market in some way, and you do that over and over and over and you scale it, eventually you will be a business owner. So it's not about owning the business, it's about being a business owner, because you don't, there's a lot of talk around, oh, you attract this and that. Well, no, if you just become that person, then like it's a symbiotic relationship. Like, if you're becoming that person, the world is growing with you on the outside. It's the as above, so below thing in spirituality. We are the world and the world is us. So, as you're getting fit personally, your body reflects that outwardly. So, drill that in your head. I know I keep saying it over and over, but affirmations and repetition is literally how you do anything. And that's a big part of habits. So, let's get into it. So first thing you want to do when cultivating a new habit is you want to focus on starting small. So here's the reality is your brain is like a computer. You have to learn how to program it to take the same default actions every single day. You're reprogramming your mind. You have neural pathways in your brain that as you're trying to grow a new habit, you're growing that neural pathway. And that takes time. It's just like going through puberty. It's just like growing. You're literally having to go through a biological change to make something a part of your physical, mental, and spiritual identity. So with habits, start small. Focus on the present. If you're going to work out, for example, start with just doing 50 push-ups a day. That's it. Just 50 push-ups a day. You do that for 3 days, I promise you, it's going to become a habit. You do it for a week, it's going to become a bigger habit. You do it for a month, you'll have results, and then it'll just be a part of your identity. And you know what the ironic thing is as you start small with those habits, you get momentum, you get inertia, and those are two massive things that you want to be conscious of, because those will give you all the success you need in your life. So your momentum will come as soon as you start something, because an object in motion stays in motion, right? It's Newton's third law. So as soon as you do your push-ups, all of a sudden you think, wow, I want to keep going because I'm already up. So more than anything, your habit is about starting small and just starting in general. There's no magic button that's going to make you get up and go other than your own willpower. Like you have to just pull the trigger and go on that one tiny little habit that you're trying to create right now. Just get up and do it. So that's number one. Start small and just get up. Two, make sure that your environment facilitates creating that habit. So let's say your habit is to eat clean. Well, is it beneficial to your habit creation if your pantry is filled with Coke, Cheetos, graham crackers, chips, pork rinds, like all types of stuff? Is that really beneficial to you making the habit of eating clean? No, because you're in the mindset of eating all that crap. So you're automatically going to default to it because your brain is 95% subconscious thinking. You're really not that conscious of your life. A lot of it is programming, and that's all habit creation is you're rewiring the programming underneath to make you take these default actions that you're trying to achieve. So in terms of making your environment good for creating a habit, clear out the things that don't help. That means get rid of those snacks, get rid of those drinks, get everything down to the bare bone necessities. And that doesn't mean making up necessities. It means the necessities of what you know needs to be done, because you know, you don't need to Google it. You know exactly what needs to be eaten. It's very common sense. It's very intuitive. Same with business. If you want to make some money, what do you need to do? Well, you have to first figure out what type of business you're going to make. And then you need to literally just take the actions. If you're doing sales, you need to reach out and you need to find clients with a service that you can provide. If you're doing digital marketing, you need to show up on your ad thing every single day or whatever you're doing it on and create the content, create the ads, manage it, scale it. You need to just take the actions. But anyway, yeah, I went on a tangent there. Make sure your environment facilitates it. So like no room for fucking up. Finally, in terms of habits, so you had get started, use your willpower and do small actions to start. After that, you have make sure your environment facilitates it. Then finally, you need to go for at least a month. Like you have to just keep that momentum. Because if you do not show up every single day, your brain will not make that neural connection that you need to make a habit, plain and simple. If you really need a reminder to do a habit, something that I did is I would put an object or something in my path that I normally take every day that would remind me of something. So, for example, when I was trying to drink more water, I would fill up a cup of water and put it by my sink. So when I go to brush my teeth in the morning, I see that cup of water sitting there. And I'm like, oh yeah, I have to drink this. All of a sudden, you not only start to make that a habit, but you start to associate it with brushing your teeth. So it's like every time I would brush my teeth, I'd have this subconscious thing underneath saying, wait, don't I need to do something else? And I would drink water. So that's a tip you can use. It's called anchoring. Anchoring is when you use an external stimulus to make you take an action. It's the same thing you do with music. So when you hear a happy song and you're in a happy mindset, every time you hear that song, you get in a good mindset. And vice versa. You think and you feel a certain feeling, you think a certain thought, or you may hear a certain song in your head. You may start humming it. That's why people like to work out with music. It makes them feel powerful. So as soon as they hear the music in the gym, they get stronger and they get more athletic. So anchor, create something in your environment that can help you out, and you need to just show up every day and do it. finally, I'm going to throw in a bonus. You need to maintain awareness of yourself, of your thoughts, and your environment this entire process. Because the more aware you are of everything, the easier it is to create your habit and make it a part of your identity more quickly. You can do this through meditation, whatever. But you need to maintain awareness. So anyway, yeah, this was an episode that was very practical, actionable advice. Hopefully this helps you. I know it will. This is what I've done in my life, and it's what I still continue to do every single day. So let me know. I appreciate your feedback. Message me any other topics that you want me to cover. And this is the Stampede Network. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you for your support, Initiate. Signing off now. Goodbye.